A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when, as the coal dust settles into the post-COP26 atmosphere, the post-COP that atmosphere, we can breathe, although I recommend not too deeply, breathe a sigh of relief that the public purse will not be bereft, robbing us of the services the community demands. As Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle informed us, the public purse would be empty if it were not for coal. And thankfully, we can see coal, 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 old King Coal, stretching into whatever future there is for planet Earth, supported by the caring fossil corporates who applauded the decision not to phase out coal. This gives us the certainty that we can transform economically from coal to coal. And environmentally? Certainly. This gives us the certainty we can transform from coal to coal in a positive economic environment. And to emphasise their commitment to this transition, Barnacle and Big Supremo Scuttle Them More Lashson, a.k.a. Scummo, assured us a government-financed coal-fired power station was still on the table, as they say. But how does that conform with phasing down coal? Are you stupid or like, you know, something? Where do you think we get coal from? Down. It's not up. It's like down. Under the ground. So, like, what better way to phase down? Barnacle did admit he does not support the final COP26 declaration. But aren't you part of the coalition government which did sign it? You've got to pronounce it like properly. It's the coalition government. As True Blue Aussie, sensibly therefore supported the change from phase out coal to phase down, from out to down, leaving planet Earth down and out. But in case we're a bit worried about extracting fossils as far as the planet can stretch, be reassured. Carbon capture and storage, burying your head in the sand, is the technological panacea. Dig it up and put it back. Expressed beautifully by Santosus the prophet Supremo Kevin Hope You're Gullible. Direct quote, no embellishment. True Blue Aussie has the capacity to be a carbon storage superpower due to its capacity to store CO2. I can feel our chest swelling already, listener. Doesn't it make us so proud? True Blue Aussie, a superpower repository for the world's waste. Kevin, we put to Kevin, if it's important that we store the CO2 underground, and it's underground before we dig it up, why not just leave it underground and not dig it up in the first place? And prevent the government providing essential services like train killers and police and corporate welfare? Didn't you listen to the wise words Barnacle had to say? Oh, sorry for being so stupid, Kevin. A wise Kevin putting a stupid Kevin in his place. No, you're right. We've always had enormous respect for Barnacle's wisdom. Seriously, listener, Barnacle and wisdom are so light years apart, he probably wasn't even born with a wisdom tooth. No consolation, unfortunately, as he oversees the destruction of life on the planet and sees that as insignificant compared to the profits of the great resource giants. Indeed, we'll need more and more coal extraction to keep our essential services going. Essential services like trained killing. As the Minister for Trained Killing and Being Offensive, Constable Peter Duffer, says, we must increase our trained killer expenditure to $50 billion a year. Which is a hell of a lot of coal, and a hell of a lot of train killing for that matter. Backed up by former caring business class party functionary and later Senator Arthur Sins of Dunnas, who was rewarded for his sins with Ambassador to Washington, who said our nuclear submarines and the AUKUS offensive arrangement were about projecting power north to the Indo-Pacific region to maintain peace. Ah yes, war is peace. Peace can't be real peace unless there's a war so we can have that peace. And Socialist Party backbencher Peter Killall, well, obviously Socialist Party, he would have attacked the whole idea of going nuclear and spending a fortune on train killing. Except, he said, we should immediately buy or lease nuclear submarines off the current production lines because the long lead time leaves True Blue Aussie's defence for these coming decades dangerously vulnerable at a time of increasing regional volatility, Kimmy. Oh yes, I forgot the bloody Chinese. Another principled socialist position. Pete consolidated our appreciation of his wisdom after former Socialist Party Big Supremo and former world's best treasurer Paul said Taiwan was none of our business and we should jettison the very sensible plan to attack China. Important speech today by former dear leader and grand appeaser Comrade Keating, where he talks down True Blue Aussie yet again. Pete was at his incisive best. Isn't he a, deep, thinker? Amid all this wisdom from Pete and Arthur and Peter, wonder if they've considered we could save a lot of money and maintain the peace by not spending 1 cent on any submarines. There's $100 billion plus that Cole won't have to raise. But let's spare a thought for the poor editor of the New York Times, for even $100 billion won't buy peace or freedom for her or him facing 175 years solitary confinement in a maximum security cell, or maybe even the death penalty for that most heinous of criminal offences, exposing US of the UN of the US of the UN of the world war crimes. This week exposing a cover-up of a 2019 airstrike in Syria that killed at least 64 women and children, ordered by a classified American Special Operations Unit tasked with ground operations in Syria. Following the expose, U.S. Ops Central Command acknowledged the slaughter had happened and said it was justified. See, the real crime is exposing U.S. of war crimes, and U.S. of war crimes are not war crimes because the good guys can do no wrong and only react to the crimes of the bad guys, like these at least 64 women and children. And so, based on the Julian Assange precedent, the editor of the New York Times must face 175 years and or the death penalty, because hypocrisy would be anathema to the good guys. Keeping up this cheery note, with increasing death and painful disease among workers dealing with silica dust, the state government has announced caring engineered stone employers must be licensed to protect their lazy Aboriginal workers. From last week, preferably, to protect workers immediately. Well, in fact, by this time next year. But that's another whole year for workers to suffer. Look, obviously, we have to give caring employers time to adjust to the new rules. What's there to adjust to? Make it safe, as they should in the first place. We all know caring employers need certainty, and this will make it safe in 12 months. But the only certainty is that more workers will suffer. Therefore, in the meantime, we recommend for workers to not breathe while at work. But many are not breathing because of work. Listen, another case of don't hold your breath, and don't hold our breath waiting for wages to catch up with inflation, as evil unions reckon wages must rise by at least 3% to match the cost of living. Selfish, selfish, evil unions who expect an increase without an increase in productivity. As caring employers sensibly point out, we can't possibly have wage rises without workers being more productive. There are 24 hours in a day, so eradicating the unproductive practice of going home at night would be a good start. Speaking of the costs of the cost of living, ad for supermarket giant kills your budget, assuring us we can't enjoy Christmas without handing it a fortune, says, value the True Blue Aussie way, which must be the value equivalent of Scummo's can-do capitalism the True Blue Aussie way, solving the very climate problem it has created. Doubtless the value is they value people falling for such crap. But real value for money when you commission one of the big four world accounting behemoths to advise you, like the New South Wales Treasury, which wants to corporatise the state's rail assets and hired KPMG to provide it with ammunition. KPMG advising wisely the move would save the public purse $15 billion a year. And then the former head of transport for New South Wales, a bloke called Rod Staples, commissioned KPMG to show the move was not viable. And KPMG advised wisely the move would leave the budget $10 billion worse off. For his trouble, Staples was dismissed without reason. So there we have it. KPMG says they're $15 billion better off by being $10 billion worse off. Or the right hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Or does, but what's it matter when there's a quid in it? The good news is ScoMo and the team spend billions every year getting all that reliable advice from these behemoths rather than waste money on public servants who used to provide that information. So that's why all their economic assurances and predictions are so reliable. They're told what they want to hear. By the way, on his The Answer to Climate Change, If There Is Such a Thing Is Can Do Capitalism the True Blue Aussie Way comment, ScoMo added, "Not don't do governments." Got a feeling he didn't think that last bit through too well, or he has made a monumental admission. Report on the death of author Wilbur Smith in South Africa said he was a big game hunter, and then a little later, as a conservationist, and oh, no comment. And also without comment, complaining about the fees charged by the privatised monopoly airports, supremo of our also privatised airline that used to be our airline, Alan Joystick, attacked the abuse of market power. Alan Joystick? Then again, finally, Lord Rupert of Wapping told his News Very Limited annual general meeting that Facebook and Google need significant reform because they censor and silence conservative voices. Lord Rupert? Well, Lord Rupert, we don't. Look, we've just quoted you. Good morning.